team first half, but at the end of the day, you can't afford to give away really soft goals. The goals, especially the second and the third goal, it's basic defending, and you can't afford to do that against the better teams. We can't afford to do that against any teams, to be honest with you. So we've got to learn for that, because if we've any chance of challenging at the top of the league, you need to defend well first and foremost, and that's probably what they were better at today. They defended well, made it difficult. We still created chances first half, but second half it went a wee bit flat, especially when we lose the third goal.
Changed that around quite a lot as well.
It's difficult. Obviously, we've got Jacko playing centre half as well. He's done really good for us at wing back. Doesn't help when you've got Lewis Martin out injured as well. So, and obviously Tom Beadlin, who could have played there as well. So it kind of left us a wee bit short, and we're shuffling players about. But it's still no excuse. We can still do better. As you said, first half. Even though we'd lost some poor, well, the first goal's a wonder strike for a start, but we should still have dealt with the first phase of that better. I think there's somebody's run off somebody as well. I think it was Draper, but it's a wonder strike. The second and third goal's got to be better.
Especially when you got back into it, all right, it's a wonder strike.
No, the boys showed a bit of character, and they've done that before. They've done that the last couple of games, but you kind of keep giving teams a start, especially with the quality they've got. You can see the experience they've got. The physicality they've got, you've got to be able to match that. So it's a learning one for us.
Need to bounce back, obviously. It's the first time the guys have been beaten this season, which is, shows how well you've done at the start of the season,
you've got to bounce back. Obviously, we've got the Edinburgh Cup on Tuesday night, and we're going to go with a totally different team. We're going to be playing a lot of younger players and people that need some game time. So that's what we're planning to do on Tuesday.
It's a tough game to, have at that stage of the competition going up to Inverness.
It is. It's obviously we've got a massive game at the weekend against Hearts, and no disrespect to the Edinburgh Cup, but it's a lot of Colt teams and younger teams for England and Wales and whatever. So we're going to play. We've took a decision to play our fringe players and young players. So that's what we're doing.
Do you feel today's results a bit of a reality check?
Oh, definitely. No, it's a reality check, but it's a learning curve for us, because they've got experienced players, played Premier League, they've recruited decent players as well. And one thing they've done, with it being brilliant, they defended well. They're hard to beat, they don't lose goals. So if we take that into our game, I'm sure we'll be up there. Cheers.